day 6 at the Olympic Games. Ireland has already secured at least 3 medals, and there are high hopes for more today in rowing, sailing, boxing, and maybe more. On day 5 in Paris, Kelly Harrington joined Pat O'Callaghan, Paddy Barnes and Paul O'Donovan in the Club of Irish to win medals at 2 Olympic Games. We'll hear from her dad and brother later. But there was disappointment for one of our top boxers, Aoife O'Rourke from Roscommon, and medalist Mona McSharry in the pool. Let's cross live to Paris. Des Cahill is there. Ireland's most successful games, Des, were in London in 2012 with 6 medals. Paris 2024 well on track to top that.
Today is a real chance of a medal for Ireland, and we have a few areas where we could win one today, but we're going to start with the drama of last night's boxing result, because there was huge shock and upset here when Ireland's number 2 seed, remember, Aoife O'Rourke, was controversially beaten on a split decision by the Polish champion Wojtek. We're joined by Bernard Dunn to reflect on it. We heard earlier how the BBC couldn't believe the result, a 3-2 decision against Aoife O'Rourke. And while Aoife did her best to be composed after the fight, Bernard Dunn, many were baffled by the decision. What did you make of it?
To be honest, I was confused by it. I don't know how they came to the decision that they did. I thought, and I agree with you, I think Aoife handled it incredibly well. I thought she spoke incredibly well. But for me, that was a disgraceful decision. On the scoring criteria that they used for bouts, you know, one of them being competitiveness, you know, unless this bit was a wrestling match, there wasn't so much competitiveness coming from the opponent. And the referee, I thought, was extremely poor in managing it. He gave a warning very early against Wojtek. Yeah, he gave an opponent a warning very early against her. And then just cautioned her for the remainder of the bout. I've actually got the bout on here as we speak, you know, in the background. And I'm still confused as to how they came to the decision that they did.
I was surprised Aoife didn't publicly say how bitterly disappointed she was.
Oh, that's a testament to her character. Like she even wished her opponent well going forward. And again, that's the person that she is. And but the people behind the scenes, you know, and those who are there to support the team, they need to be voicing their concerns and having conversations with the boxing task force. And I know Breno Puentes, who's the head of the boxing task force, and I'd be highlighting these issues to him. Like, for me, this is probably the first real controversial decision that I've seen so far through the competition.
Right. In contrast, Kelly becomes a double medalist at the Olympics.
Oh, she was fantastic, you know, and she's been the shining light for boxing throughout this competition. You know, her performances have been of the highest caliber and against quality opposition. You know, so it's one of these where she's leading into what everybody expects to be a big, big challenge now on Saturday. Her Brazilian opponent from the Olympics in 2021. And it's going to be a hell of a challenge, but nothing that's Kelly hasn't seen before, nothing that she can't conquer again.
And what about today, Bernard? We've 2 in action. Jack Marley at heavyweight. We've never got a medal at heavyweight. He's fighting for a medal today.
Yeah, Jack's a fantastic young man. Has a good challenge today, and his opponent is very strong, very fast. Bigger challenge than a previous opponent. Jack will be giving it all. We've seen him do today. He was confident. He was relaxed after the bout. He seems to have a real belief in himself that he can do this.
And Dana Morehouse is up against a French opponent with a huge home advantage.
You know what? That won't bother Dana. I watched Dana box in Italy and in the first world qualifier, where she was very unlucky not to qualify, and she gave some of the best performances I've seen from an Irish athlete in a long time. She beat the world silver medalist from Vietnam comfortably, and it's one of those where you learn to block out the crowd and you'll hear the coaches' voices, and she'll just stick to her plan. One of the things that really impressed me about Dana in Italy when I seen her at the first qualifier was how focused she was and how tactical she was in implementing what the coaches were calling out to her. You know, youth is one thing, but talent is another. And both these athletes have an immense amount of talent.
All right, Bernard, thanks for that. Fingers crossed. Well, let's talk about our medal chances today, because at the sailing in Marseille, Robert Dixon and Sean Wadilove start the medal race in second place overall in the men's skiff, behind Spain and just ahead of New Zealand. Dixon and Wadilove produced a great final race yesterday, making a brave decision at the start to sail to the opposite side of the course to the bulk of the fleet, and it was a wise decision. They finished a very strong second just behind Croatia. Now, they'd have to finish at least four places ahead of Spain today to grab gold, but they have to be in with a real chance of a medal of some sort for Ireland. The other medal chance is in rowing. It's probably even stronger, with three finals tomorrow, but today it's all about Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch in the men's double sculls final. That's at 10:30 this morning. Let's get the opinion of former Irish rower Tim Harnady on the chances for the Irish lads.
Yeah, their form has been as good as you could expect it to be, really. They look like they're rowing really well, and they've been prepared really well for these games. So they won their semi-final. That's the best you can expect. They won their heat. So, we're expecting big things today.
Tell us about the threats they face. Netherlands are world champions. Are they the ones to beat?
Yeah, I think Netherlands are the only crew, in my mind anyway, that can beat Ireland today. I think it'll be a shootout between Ireland and the Netherlands. The Netherlands won the other semi, but I would say Ireland won their semi-final more convincingly than the Netherlands. So I'd actually be saying Ireland are the crew to beat.
Did we have an easier semi-final?
No, I don't think so. It was actually, it might have looked a little bit easier because Ireland controlled it so much. But the Netherlands in the other semi-final came from behind. There was a serious drama in the other semi. I think Ireland controlled our semi fairly well.
Tim, I'm getting nervous because David Gillick was telling me yesterday, I'm pessimistic. I'm just cautious in case something goes wrong, like Aoife O'Rourke last night. So you're putting us in as favourites for this. Tell us a little bit about Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch.
Yeah, so Dara Lynch, well, Philip Doyle, I suppose, has a medal from the World Championships the year before what was meant to be the last Olympics in 2019. He was in with Ronan Byrne, and they were, at that stage, I suppose, tipped for a medal. Things didn't go too well for him with COVID. And subsequent to that Olympics, the Tokyo 2021 Olympics, Dara has come into the boat. And they got a bronze medal last year. They seem to be flying it this year. They've had a couple of injuries leading up to the Olympics, but everything seems to be going well now. They're on their form crew.
And you're saying gold for Ireland?
I think, if I was even looking objectively, that's not me being biased, even I'm doing my best to be objective, but based on what I've seen this week, if I was watching this in, let's say, Iceland or somewhere, I'd be saying, I think Ireland are the crew to beat this week.
Good man, Tim. That's what we want to hear. All the best to you. Thanks for joining us. We'll chat to you tomorrow, maybe.
Great. Thanks, Des.
10:30 if you want to see that final. And what about the golf? It's just underway at Golf National. Looks fantastic out there. Rory McIlroy is first of the Irish out at 9:10 alongside world number one Scottie Scheffler and Sweden's Ludvig Åberg. Shane Lowry tees off at 11:15 with Korea's Ben Ahn and Canada's Nick Taylor. Could there be a medal there as well?
Let's hope
A strong Irish performance likely in show jumping. It's a three-rider team competition. Daniel Coyle, Keane O'Connor and Shane Sweetnam. 20 nations are competing today. The top 10 go through to the medal round tomorrow. And also today, the Irish men's hockey team play Argentina at 12:15. Tom Fallon and Shane Ryan go into swimming's 50-metre freestyle heats. Noel Hendricks in the K1 canoe slalom. And sailors Eve McMahon and Finn Ryan begin their campaign in the dinghy class, and we'll bring you all of the news of that throughout the day.